All right, guys, I think that is everybody. A little light today because everybody's sick. But if y'all would bow with me, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we will get into our meeting. Okay, Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. We're so thankful for this day and so thankful for the period of worship that we've had. We pray that everything done was done in accordance with your will. So we meet as men of this congregation to discuss the business of this congregation and make decisions financially and otherwise. We ask that you would help us to always look to your word and do things that are best for your kingdom and to spread the borders of your kingdom. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins, and we ask all these things through your son's name. Amen. All right, so a financial handout if you need it. Again, if you have any questions, let me know. The balance, you might have noticed, is a little bit less than last time. I think it was in the low 160s last time, and we're at a negative for this quarter so far. That's mainly due to the fact that we have not contributed last week's contribution. So just in case, typically we're not at a negative, and so that's why that is. So I just wanted to point that out. As far as the agenda, a couple of things that I had. First of all, the Wednesday night monthly singings, we said last month to ask, the main thing was to first ask the ladies about the Bible classes and what they thought about that. I know there were a couple options that were suggested as far as the Wednesday nights. And because there are several that aren't here, maybe that's something we want to, table to make a decision on until next time. But did anybody have a chance to talk to their significant others about the Bible classes? You forget. Mine said, what an issue. I asked her, and, not that I asked her this morning, so I could have pretended like I remember too long ago. But I know she typically teaches some of the older girls, and so it's a little easier to be more flexible with the older kids than the younger ones sometimes. So, anybody else have any?
Remember the options of the fifth Wednesday singing would be one less class, and if we did it at the end of every month, it would be three less.
Okay, so remember that, and is everybody okay with tabling that till next month since there are several that are out? Okay, I'm trying to remember to ask those Bible class teachers about that if that applies. Then the other thing that I had, Dennis wanted to give us an update on Allison Shangwan's financial needs that he had mentioned last.
We're still waiting on a figure. That's why I haven't put anything out yet, really, for nobody. I want to tell you that she had a checkup with her cardiologist on Friday, which was important, or they would approve her to go and have her surgery. And she was okay, so that passed. And Dante is saying they're trying to schedule the surgery now. I don't know how long it will take. But I'm holding back sending him money. I don't want him to have to hold a whole lot of money, until he needs it. But so y'all pray for her if she continues to be okay. He sends pictures. They all send me pictures. I need to figure out a way to put them on our Facebook page so y'all can see them. But he helps the congregation for his father and he attends. The other sons have other congregations they work with. Dante gets up there and speaks just about every Lord's Day, it looks like. So that's where we are with her.
Appreciate the update, and yeah, let's all know once you have those details on that. And that's all that I have for today. Does anybody have anything new? I might mention that, we talked about the lights and stuff. I know, especially since it's been getting darker on Wednesday nights, it's in the plans. I know that the heat is now hopefully,
No.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all if we're back in the hundreds before September is over, but hopefully the 108s are done. At least for the next few weeks, we have a break in the heat, and so hopefully that will be getting done here relatively soon.
Yeah, I just want to bring something up about over the last several months, and last Sunday it was especially egregious. that the 9 o'clock service is not going well, and I don't think we need to change anything. I just think we need to make a dedication to it. But whether it's tardiness in attendance, the egregious mistakes with regard to leading in the worship and other things, it's just, I was very upset. I was going to preach fire and brimstone lesson today. I figured a better way to wait a little bit. I mean, I was upset so last Sunday. And one of the reasons was that we had a big group of visitors that came in maybe 3 minutes before services started. When we didn't have us, you know, at that time, we had more visitors than we had members 3 minutes before time started. And it wasn't attended well, and it was just an embarrassing thing. And I think it indicates something, either a lack of ignorance with regard to the importance of the meeting. It's not in any way to speak against individuals who can't come, but either that or it's a lack of zeal. I really do. So what I want to do is to preach next Sunday, be a little bit more measured than a fire and brimstone. Just talk about what we decided with regard to the block and why we decided it and how important it is to take advantage of it. But I really feel like both the 9 a.m. worship and also the 10 a.m. class is not being attended like it should be and like it used to be. I really feel like this since COVID has come back, and as maybe a couple of a year and a half, 2 years have passed since we started it, it's people are becoming lax. And this church is so good in so many things, and to see that, it bothers me and worries me a little bit. So I'm going to preach on it a little bit, but I just want to give you all a heads up.
At 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. No, yeah. I'm sorry, I about to say it at 9 o'clock. No, I'll wait till 11 to do it. Because otherwise, the ones that need to hear won't hear it. And it wouldn't have been good today anyway, because we had so many people out. But of course, we're not talking about that. Y'all may not have recognized it, but it was extremely upsetting last Sunday. It's embarrassing.
You know, Stan, I was thinking it was because of all the vacationing that was going on during the summertime. It dropped down. It's not that. It's not improved. The kids are back in school,
And I know there's some illness and other things, but I think that it's not just the young adult, the young parents or anything like that. But I think with a lot needs to be there.
It's a called assembly, right? It's a called assembly. You're expected to be here, and if you're not here for the wrong reason, you've sinned, and that's what Stan's going to tell us next Sunday morning. And we need to really drive that home. You know, I think we get the idea that this was an extra or spare service or something for those who want to come. It's not like a Bible class that a group of us put together and invite you to, that we, you know, the Lord doesn't expect you to be there. It's up to you whether or not you go. But a call to assembly, the Lord expects us to be. We don't have a choice.
I was at a call to assembly in Colorado last week.
Yeah, you were in.
No, I think that's me. Those lessons are always needed from time to time. So,
by the way, I want to commend all of the men who preach in that second Sunday. Josh did a really good job this time. Ian does a fantastic job. There are two openings still. If anybody wants to do it for the end of the year, Charlie, you're doing a great job.
I don't know if you want to go digging back through the numbers, but the most compelling statistic to use is the percentage of people here at 9 o'clock versus the percentage here at 11 o'clock. And if you go and you look and you say, hey, look here, whatever, 3, 4, 5 years ago, whatever it was, you know, 70% of the people were here at 9 o'clock as we're here at 11 o'clock, and now it's 45%. I find that to be the most damning statistic, but my daughter's taking statistics this year, and she says they're awful and impossible to understand.
What? Well, and also, I don't know that we've got records. Like, we used to take numbers for every Bible class, and it was in the ledger, and that practice, some of that.
I'm just concerned about souls. I'm concerned about souls and attitudes, and I just wonder.
I thought the person who had lobby duty was supposed to do attendance.
Well, we do for the I mean, I know we do for everybody does for the 11 o'clock service, but I don't know that, like, for the Bible classes and the 9 o'clock.
No, not Bible that. Class. 9 o'clock usually gets done. It usually gets counted at 9 and 11.
So, not 11.
We've gotten really spoiled. We think 9 o'clock is so early. It is not early.
It's not early.
The brethren used to, you know, meet earlier than that. you know how we to shake the congregation up? Switch the 9 for the 11. The 11 for the 9.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we added during COVID.
Hey, Dennis, is that what Montrose did that years ago where we would have 9:30 assembly and then 10:30 or 11:30, whatever, class? It didn't work. Now, I say, it wouldn't work here, but...
He's saying move the Lord's Supper to the 9 a.m. and not offer the 11.
I'd have to object to that.
Surely.
I wouldn't have enough people to do it.
Well, so, again, it's one of those things where you can't, you know, I see what you're saying, but if, you know...
I know it's kind of facetious, but
right,
my point
is... the heart's the problem.
Point is, it's the Lord's Supper that they get, that they come for.
Certainly.
Wherever is that the Lord's Supper, wherever that is offered, that's where they'll be. And then it'll be embarrassing to walk out after. At least they'll be here.
It's not embarrassing enough. When we had it at 9, people would leave and not stay for the 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Not even the tray back.
But some of that was because of the... Some of that was due to the, you know, the COVID.
That was an excuse.
Issue. I mean, yeah, it's...
Hey, just y'all give me a week and address it and see how people react to it. I'm glad that I think it was providential that I decided not to preach because I didn't know about all this sickness. It wouldn't have been as well.
I wanted to comment on that. I don't know if it's just me or not, but since COVID happened, it feels like people are more okay with not coming if one of their family members is sick and they had contact with them 2 days ago, and it's nothing.
I'm not the person to talk to about that because I'll get in trouble. You want to know how I really feel.
Good. I feel like that's gotten worse recently because I know people personally. And I'm like, why? You live in another house.
Again, it all comes down to forsaking the assembly. And again, anytime you forsake the assembly of the saints, it's a sin. What classifies is that? That's something that, again, sometimes there's difference of his opinion on some things. Again, if my wife's sick, then typically any normal sickness, she can handle herself for a couple of hours. And with our situation, she's like, get the kids out of my house. The same thing with the kids as well. And, I personally would feel like I'm forsaking the assembly if I'm at home instead of here, just because so I can, you know, get my wife a glass of water a couple of times or whatever it is, you know, that she might need in that situation. Now, with that said, you know, Tommy's at home because Ellen just had surgery yesterday. And
he did go to service.
And he did. And, you know, he made accommodations for that. You know, that's a different situation. So, you know, those are two extremes, a cold and surgery. And so in between, where does it fall? But that is something to keep you right. And that's something to, again, possibly mention. Yeah. But, I agree with you on that.
I didn't mean to start a discussion. I just wanted to go ahead. Okay.
Does anybody have anything else to discuss today or that needs to be? All right. Appreciate it, guys.
What's all
and you put